Isaac Pearson from Bristol Engineering Services Corporation worked on the road feasibility study and said the planners and project sponsors took a holistic approach when analyzing the route.
Not only looking at the routing, but looking at the potential cultural and economic impacts that a road between the communities may have.
The draft version of the study was presented to the communities last month. It looked into 5 different potential routes for the road, with costs ranging from $50 to over $100 million. The cost difference did not depend on the length of the route, but on the access to resources and the amount of bridges required.
While the northern routes were considerably longer, they did have a lower price tag due to the fact that they're closer to material sources. They do have more bridges. Most of them have 2 bridges on the northern routes, but the bridges were significantly smaller, which reduced the cost of the overall cost of the road.
Manicotic, a community of about 500 people, is separated by 25 miles to Dillingham, a community of about 2,500 people. Currently, residents travel mainly by air, but also by boat and snow machine when conditions allow. Meetings will be held in Clark's Point in Manicotic on March 29th and in Dillingham on March 30th. In Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.